Acting Chief Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John, said the government is continuing its work to procure AstraZeneca vaccines, among others, for the local vaccination campaign. Ms. John said since the COVID-19 vaccines were introduced locally, the country has never been out of vaccines.
The Cuba vaccine, I know a lot of persons have taken that vaccine because we had a small dose available in country. What I do know about the vaccine is that it's 3 doses taken at 2 to 3 weeks interval. And so even those persons within the under 12 age group are also eligible for it. Personally, I believe that all the vaccines that are available to you are the best vaccines. And so this is also a vaccine that is readily available so persons can capitalize on it. In this instance, we're not using it as a booster because we had such a limited amount available. But I know that we are also making arrangements to get additional doses and which persons can consider as well. But we are definitely making arrangements. We continue to make arrangements. We've been so privileged and blessed to have so many vaccines available from the time we started last year, February 14th, until. And so even up to this point, we still have vaccines available, even though we do not have AstraZeneca available right now. I'm very confident that within another month or even shorter than that, we would say that AstraZeneca is available in country.
Acting Chief Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Shanika John. Regionally, Barbados has so far recorded 55,165 cases of COVID-19 since the onset of the pandemic, and the total number of confirmed COVID-19 deaths recorded in the Bahamas since the outbreak now stands at 771. Internationally, 2 new studies are adding to the evidence that SARS-CoV-2, the virus that sparked the COVID-19 pandemic, came from a market in Wuhan and not a Chinese government laboratory. Although the studies have not yet undergone peer review, they make it extraordinarily clear that the site of origin was Huanan Seafood Wholesale Market. The research examines the geographical clusters of the earliest known COVID-19 cases and links them to genetic samples collected from the market and the first COVID-19 patients. I am Radhika Stephen with today's COVID-19 update.